英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的阅读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, Happy Mondays.
哎 ，Judy 老师，今天我们带给大家一个什么风格的故事呢
？Love story, a very heart-touching love story we're going to read today. It's a bit of a short story, but with not less like meaning to it.
我们好久没有跟大家送上讲述爱情故事了。
Yeah, like it's a long time that we haven't discussed a very romantic love story like this.
今天的故事呢，就是要探讨一下啊，说一下这个 romantic relationship。年轻人的爱。年轻人的爱 ,young love.
Yeah, today we're going to read a story about young love. It's like a love relationship kinda that emerges during the early years of two people. Well, it's a very realistic story, I think. Like they meet each other very randomly, very accidentally.And like it's really love at first sight.
哎，这就是今天的这个关键词，叫一见钟情的故事 ，love at first sight.
Yeah, and well, usually like when you're young, it's easy to fall in love with someone at first sight. Like, and it's great, it's wonderful. You should enjoy it. That is definitely the moral of this story.
好，来问问我们的这些听友们啊，这个回想一下自己在年轻时候。差不多十几岁，十八岁、十九岁的时候，甚至有的人啊，这个更早一些，就是你在年轻时候的那种你感觉到的 love 啊，那种所谓叫爱情的东西，有没有过一见钟情呢？你是不是一个比较容易一见钟情的人呢？那你跟你当时一见钟情的对象，有没有什么火花擦出呢？后来又有什么样的结果呢？
Well, what to do when you see someone and you feel you love that person for the first time you see him? What do you do? Do you walk straight to him or her and tell him or her that you love him or her? Or are you too shy and you keep on waiting, keep on waiting, keep on waiting until your chance is gone?
哎，我想大多数的人在自己发现自己一见钟情的时候，一般来说都是不敢开口的。
Yeah.
一般来说都会等待很久，然后看呢这两个人之间到底有没有缘分，然后再看下一步会怎么办吧。所以我们想听到一些你很勇敢的故事，好不好？你有没有那种自己很勇敢的时候？
Yeah, today's story we're going to learn that it's actually a very good idea to not wait too long before telling someone that you love him or her.
一个简单、寻常、普通，甚至有些套路的故事，但是结尾呢，还是让人觉得比较浪漫啊，还是比较的令人唏嘘吧。说一个年轻的男孩和女孩呢，在 CD store 一个卖音乐 CD 的店里相遇了。
Yeah, you don't have that many CD stores anymore lately because everyone has those MP3s and like just downloads everything on what's it called, Xiaomi or something, those apps or Youku.That, but yeah, CD stores are often places where young people like gather and meet each other.
看来已经不属于这个时代了，
yeah.
这属于一个还在买音乐 CD 听的时代。
I think maybe the 80s or something, 80s, 90s.
有的时候就是这样，你去到一个店里买东西，哎，你会发现那个服务员好像。长得很漂亮。
Well, they do that on purpose, of course. Like, if you have like a very attractive person sitting behind the checkout counter, then, like people are more happy when they leave the store.
然后就是那么一瞬间 ,bling! 一下、
yeah.
你会有一种 crush.
Yeah.
Have a crush on someone. 英文当中的这个表达就是这个意思。就是突然间对某人动心。
Yeah, it also happens a lot with waitresses. Like, when you're a waitress, then often customers, they come back for you because you're the waitress with that special smile, etc.
是一见钟情啊 ,love at first sight, 或者是包括像一见倾心啊讲的就是这样的一种情景。
嗯，
就是你会发现你跟某人之间怎么就突然间能来电。 啊，这来电就是所谓的缘分嘛。哎呀，这个故事的开始呢总是美好的，你看他们呢有着年轻人的羞涩和含蓄啊，一个男孩去 CD 店买 CD， 结果呢看见这个卖 CD 的女孩很漂亮，或者是说怎么着就觉得很喜欢她。
Everything is actually quite happy and very romantic in the beginning of this story. There is only one shadow side.
就是不知道如何去表达自己的心意，不懂，也不会去表达。
Yeah.
不说，然后就等着。
Yeah.
啊，就等着等着。当然这也不是错哈。多等等总比你贸然行事好，是不是？所以男孩子呢，于是每天就去买一张 CD 啊，每天都去买一张 CD。结果终于有一天，他鼓起勇气留下了自己的电话号码。那女孩打给他了吗
？Well, when the girl calls him, finally, she finds out something terrible about the boy. He suffers from cancer. He passed away.
嗯，所以有一天呢，他鼓起勇气留下电话号码。结果女孩给他打过来了，但是打过来的时候呢，一切都已经太晚了。
Too late. Too late. Like it turns out that for her, that the boy had suffered all the time from cancer. Cancer that cannot be cured. Cancer is that disease that like happens when your cells in your body keep on multiplying so that your organs don't function anymore at a certain moment.
爱情故事总是打动人心啊！
Yeah.
今天给我们朗读的 Nick 老师呢也是分外的有感情，大家呢都对这样的主题是非常的关注。爱本身啊是非常复杂的事情，尤其是在成年人的世界里，这个爱呢因为掺杂了很多其他的利益，也变得愈发的复杂。那在年轻人的世界里 ，young love 是非常单纯的，
yeah.
很简单的，它可能更多的集中在这个喜欢和爱本身上。
Yeah, young love is very innocent and pure, and the best thing you can do is enjoy it.
嗯，年轻的时候的 love 呢，真的是百分百和全心全意的去 enjoy 喜欢一个人的感觉。好，大家都可以想一想自己 first love, love at first sight 的时候的那种温暖的感觉。好，一起来听今天的美文故事第一段。
The girl in a CD store. Once there was a boy who suffered from cancer, a type of cancer that can't be cured. He was 18 years old and he could die anytime. For the most part of his life, he had been stuck in his house, being taken care of by his mother. He never went outside. One day, he was so sick of staying home and wanted to go out just for once. So, he asked his mother if he could go out, and you know what? She gave him permission. He walked down the block, and he found a lot of stores. He passed a CD store, and as he walked, he looked through the window for a second. Then, he stopped and went back to look into the store again. He saw a young girl about his age. It was love at first sight. He opened the door and walked in, not looking at anything else but her. He walked closer and closer until he was finally at the front desk where she sat behind. She looked up and asked, "Can I help you?" She smiled, and he thought it was the most beautiful smile he had ever seen. He wanted to kiss her instantly, right there in the shop. A little inappropriate, but it's okay. He said, I would like to buy a CD. He picked a CD from one of the shelves in the store and gave her money for it. Would you like me to wrap it for you? She asked, smiling with her cute smile again. He nodded, and she went to the back. She returned with a wrapped CD and gave it to him. He took it from her and walked out of the store. He went home, and from then on, he went to that store every single day. Bought a CD, and she wrapped it for him. At home, he put every CD in his closet, but he was still too shy to ask her out. He really wanted to, but he couldn't.
大家听啊，这个第一段的这个文段呢，已经能感受得出来。这篇文章呢，它非常细致地描写出了年轻人啊，在自己动心的时候那种青涩、那种不安、那种呢 着急，但是呢又无可奈何、啊
yeah.
不知道怎么做、啊、的那种心情描写得很好。
Definitely, this story like describes very detailed the struggles of a young man. He doesn't know how to express his love.
Nico 老师呢也把这个文段朗读的讲述得很好。
Definitely.、
啊、所以我们今天有同学就在聊天室当中说啊， Usually falling in love at first sight is unbelievable. 有人呢不太相信一见钟情，其实呢一般来说啊，不能接受一见钟情的人呢，都是考虑的比较多、
yeah.
想的比较多，这从一方面呢就阻碍了你 enjoy love。 来我们看今天的故事。
Once there was a boy who suffered from cancer.
曾经呢有一个男孩，哎呦，你看一上来啊就感觉到这个故事挺沉重的。这男孩呢身体不好啊，得了什么呢？ suffer from cancer 啊，我们说 suffer from在后面接某个病症的时候呢，都是患什么病得什么病。
Yeah, you suffer from an illness, and well, this guy suffered from cancer. That's a disease that many people actually suffer from these days.
小小年纪的时候呢，就患了癌症啊！你看这个实在是令人唏嘘啊。
And he suffered from a type of cancer that can't be cured.
同时呢，是哪一种癌症呢？是那种 cannot be cured 啊 ，cured 是不能被治愈的。啊，大家感觉到这个故事一上来有点像那个韩剧，是吧
？Yeah, like a Korean drama series.、Yes.
有点像韩剧的这个、yes. 那个人设哈、啊，这种上来就是，但韩剧一般是末尾的时候告诉你哈、啊。
Yeah,
在已经陷入了这个感情纠葛的时候，再告诉你说啊，有个人啊，他最爱的男主女主、啊、
，Yeah,
这个不治身亡。
Not in the beginning in the story. That's correct.
所以其实这个故事点呢，还不在于说他得了。癌症这件事情上，我们继续往下听吧。
He was 18 years old, and he could die any time.
他呢，仅仅只有18岁。He was 18 years old, and he could die any time. 看这个 any time 一加个句尾，就让人感觉到分外的沉重。随时随地呀、啊，都可能面临死亡，因为他这个病呢是 cannot be cured. Cure 就是治愈，
yeah.
治不好的病。
So we don't know when.But he can die tomorrow or the day after tomorrow or next week. But it's sure that he will die.
我们可以学习这个表达方法 anytime 可以加在一个句子的句尾。If something will happen anytime, it will happen at a time that is not or does not need to be decided or set.
For the most part of his life, he had been stuck in his house.
在他人生当中大部分的时间 for most part of his life 这个表达
yeah, for the most part of is used for saying what the largest part of something is like. So mostly all his life or for the biggest part of his life he lived in his house.
大部分的、啊、我们可以用一些同义词去替换，比如说 mostly, 比如说 for the biggest part,比如说 for the longest part, 哎，怎么样都可以 for almost his entire life,
yeah,
都行啊，笔记记下来。大部分的时间呢
,he had been stuck in his house,
关键词 stuck, 困住困守于
being taken care of by his mother.
If you are stuck somewhere, you are in a situation that you do not like but cannot avoid.
Yeah, so he really was so annoyed by sitting in his house all day. I mean, imagine that you are 18 and that you have to stay at home all day long. Super boring, right?
对 ,stuck 就是这样的意思。你不得不这样，你受困于某地，但是你无事可做。啊、你无奈没有办法。Stuck in his house, 他整天呢都只能待在家里。
Being taken care of by his mother.
对了，被动。Take care of 是照顾。Being taken care of 就是被照顾。被妈妈呢照顾着。
He never went outside.
从来没有走出过家门。
One day, he was so sick of staying at home and wanted to go out for once.
看人生中啊，就是有这么一些时刻特别奇怪。从来也不想出门的人，突然有一天他突然觉得 so sick of staying home, 哎呀，怎么觉得待在家里都待腻了。
Yeah, if you are sick of something, this thing makes you very unhappy. Like you can say, I'm sick of this rain. That means that the rain is making you so unhappy all the time.
所以 be sick of something 就是对什么厌倦了，对什么不能忍受了。对待在家里这件事情啊，他有一天突然不能忍受了，所以他就想 wanted to go out for once。一定想要出去走一次，这就是命运在召唤他，是不是？缘分在召唤他出去走一次。
Yeah, you use the expression for once to express that you are annoyed that something that is fun doesn't happen very often, but you wish it would happen more often.
So
he asked his mother if he could go out.And she gave him permission.
所以他就问了妈妈哈，说能不能出门呢？ If he could go out, 出门。And she gave him permission. Gave one permission, 给某人许可，允许某人做某事。
He walked down his block and found a lot of stores.
好，首先他走下了他的 block.
Walk down his block.
Block 是什么？
A block is an area of buildings in a town or a city with streets on all four sides. It's like a few compounds together. Like a compound is a UN, I think.
这个叫小区。
Yeah, 小区。
Compound or block or neighborhood, 这些都是指小区。
Yeah.
所以 block 也指的是小区 walk down 就是沿着小区啊往里边走
Yeah, he walked around in his neighborhood
对他就沿着小区走啊走然后呢就看见了很多的店铺、found a lot of stores
He passed a CD store
他经过了一家 CD 店的时候 bling
And as he walked he looked through the window for a second
当他在走的时候大家在脑海当中可以想象哈这似乎是一个 MV, 啊一个电影。As he walked, 就在他经过这家 CD 店的时候 ,he looked through the window for a second. 诶你说怎么就这么鬼使神差的他就朝着那个商店的窗户往里面看了一眼就一眼哈。就在人群中多看了你一眼 for a second.
Well, if you do something for a second, that doesn't mean that you really literally do it only 1 second. It means that you do something for a very short time, like longer than 1 second, but shorter than 5 minutes, for example.
看了一眼怎么后呢? Then he stopped.
And he went back to look into the store again.
诶,他就停下了。停下以后呢 went back to
look into the store again
目光呢就再次回到了 CD 店里
He saw a young girl about his age
他看到了什么、啊、他看到了一个年轻的女孩大概差不多和他年纪相仿这就是属于那歌词里唱的因为在人群中多看了你一眼从此无法忘记你容颜啊！大家说这些真的是歌里这么唱的吗歌里唱的都是来源于真实的生活就有这样的 love at first sight 发生
It was love at first sight
这句话一见钟情通过这篇课文大家一定要学会
Yeah, this one you really have to remember Write it down or, I don't know, memorize it in another way Because it's often used in movies or songs on, Of course, in real life as well
对
You say that it was love at first sight When a person feels instant extreme romantic feelings for a stranger The first moment he or she sees him or her
心弦波动的瞬间 bling
He opened the door and walked in.
好，他打开了门，然后呢，走了进去。
Not looking at anything else but her.
这句话太直白了，其他的什么都没看，
yeah.
直接看到了女她。Not looking at anything else but her.
Yeah, like he opened the door and he was not looking at anything, basically, except he was looking at her.
只看女主。
He walked closer and closer until he was finally at the front desk where she sat behind.
你看这个 walk closer and closer 是一步一步小心翼翼地向这个女孩走近，直到 he was finally 直到最终呢 at the front desk where she sat behind sat behind 就是她坐的那个桌子后面。
She sat behind the front desk. Well, the front desk in a store is a desk near the entrance of a store where people can get information or they can have their products wrapped up or they can pay for their things they want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
That is a front desk.
哎，所以他朝女孩的方向呢越走越近了，终于呢是来到了女孩坐的柜台前。
She looked up and asked,Can I help you?
Looked up 就是抬头啊，女孩子抬起头来，然后就问到说，您需要帮助吗？
She smiled, and he thought it was the most beautiful smile he had ever seen.
你看这个对方的一举一动啊，都会在你的心里留下深刻的印象。女孩呢微笑着 smiled， 男孩呢心里就觉得 it was the most beautiful smile he had ever seen。这真是世界上啊最美丽的笑容了。
He wanted to kiss her instantly.
也就是直接。
Yeah, like right away, immediately.
他就是情不自禁的就想凑上那个脸庞去亲吻她。Wanted to kiss her instantly. Instantly 是立即的马上的毫不犹豫的一分钟都不能多等的。
Right there, in the shop.
Right there, 就在那里就在此时此刻就在这个商店里。啊，都恨不得现在能够上去亲吻他。
I'm happy he did not do that because like that would have been a little bit awkward, right?
当然啦，你内心里可以有这样念头，但是你肯定不能去行动，对不对？那这样就被抓起来了。
I mean, if you really feel love at first sight, if you really feel in love the moment you see someone for the first time,You do feel that you really want to kiss that person right away.
所以如果有人不确定自己是否经历过一见钟情的话，你听一听这个文章里的作者是怎么描述的。啊，就是这种感觉。你进了商店以后，眼里都没有其他人，就看到了眼前的这个人，然后就走上去特别想 kiss her.
He said, I would like to buy a CD.
一看对方在跟自己说话了，一时间有些不知所措。
Yeah.
然后就吞吞吐吐的哈，不知所措的说这个。
Yeah, he's like, okay, she asked me how she can help me, but, I don't know, actually, like, I want to buy a CD.
That's what he thinks. 对了，我是想买一张 CD 来着。
He picked the CD from one of the shelves in the store.And gave her money for it.
嗯，好，可怜的 CD， 其实他都没有办法去欣赏他们，他只是随机的拿起了一张picked a CD for one of the shelves 架子上啊，就随便的就拿了一张出来 in the store， 然后直接给了他钱 ，gave her money for it 啊，付了款。
Would you like me to wrap it for you？
好，然后这个店员呢，这个女孩呢，就继续。啊，非常例行公事的就问到他说，您希望我为您包扎起来吗？包起来吗？
Yeah, if you wrap something, you cover something by putting something such as paper or cloth around it. So, like the inside of the cover, like there's the thing you wrapped up.
大家要注意几个单词 ,WRAP, 它的 pronunciation 是什么？
To wrap up.
你看这个单词前面虽然是 W 开头的，但是它不读 wrap， 它读的是 rap，
rap，
rap， 就是我们所说的那个说唱是一个单词， rap， rapper 是一个单词，
yeah, yeah.
知道吗？这个 W 音是不发音的，所以 rap。另外，它的搭配方式是 wrap up， wrap up， 包起来，把什么东西包裹起来啊， wrap it up， or wrap something up。记得哦。
She asked, smiling with her cute smile again.
好，她就问到说，同时呢，再次露出了她那个可爱的微笑。 这里有个单词叫 cubed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you have heard this word before. Like, usually, the word cute is used for, I don't know, kittens or small children.
Babies.
Babies are cute. But you can also say that an adult person is cute. Then it means that this person is very pleasant to look at and very attractive.
啊、uh-huh. 来我们看 cute 这个单词不只是可以指小猫小狗狗小动物很可爱小 baby 们很可爱同时它也可以指成年人当它指成年人的时候它的意思就变化了 means this person is pleasant to look at and attractive 这是说明这个人呢长得好看同时呢很有吸引力
He nodded and she went to the back
他点点头意思就是说行那您就帮我把它包起来吧 And she went to the back 然后呢女孩就走向了 CD 店的后面就去为它包去了
She returned with the wrapped CD and gave it to him
好 return with 拿着什么东西回来了在这里 wrap 又变成了形容词的形式
Yeah, wrapped If something is wrapped then someone has wrapped itSo, like, it has a cover. It is, like, not visible anymore because it's inside something.
这个 wrap 变成了 wrapped 的时候它是 double P 加 ED, 包好的 CD, wrapped CD, and give it to him. 就把这个 CD 呢给他了就接过来了。
He took it from her and walked out of the store.
Took it from someone, 直接拿过来接手过来 took it from her. 然后干嘛了
He went home and from walked out of the store. Oh, sorry. He took it from her and walked out of the store.
对了，走出商店 ，walk out of the store. 好 ，walk out of the store 就走出了商店。And
he went home, and from then on, he went to that store every day.
他就直接回家了。就是第一天见面的时候呢，也就什么都没说。
Yeah.
也就说了一个我买 CD 要我帮你包起来吗 OK 然后就拿了 CD 就走出店门了什么也没有发生多的话也没有说然后他就回家了但是从那以后 from then on 啊，记得这个短语我们学过 from now on
Yeah, but from then on means after that day after that moment after that like, time that they met each other since then
Since the day, since that moment, since that time, 都是它的替换短语、
yeah.
都是可以说 from then on, after that day, after that moment, after that time.
He went to that store every day, bought a CD, and she wrapped it for him.
好然后呢就成为了一个流程了、
yeah.
啊、就是说呢他每一天都会到那个商店去买一张 CD。然后呢这个女孩子就给她包起来 bought a CD, she wrapped it for him, 然后她就走了。她拿了 CD 干什么呢
?At home, he put every CD in his closet.
在家里啊她把她买来的每一张 CD 呢都放在衣橱里 closet.
Yeah, like, I mean, that makes sense, right? Because,You don't really like all kinds of music and you don't need a new CD every single day, right? So, yeah, like he was like, okay, well, what am I going to do with those CDs? I'll put them in my closet.
其实这就是典型的醉翁之意不在酒。啊、他其实根本是无心买 CD 的所以他也不怎么听音乐。他只是去以 CD 会人罢了。所以呢他就把他的 CD 全部都放在了衣橱里也没听过。也没有打开过
But he was still too shy to ask her out
就在这日复一日的这种例行公事的啊，这种行程当中呢他仍然是非常非常的害羞 He was too shy to 太害羞而以至于不能 ask her out 讲一下这个短语吧
Yeah, if you ask a person out you invite someone to go with you to a cinema or to a restaurantor a coffee place because you really like that person、
哎、这可是英文当中的啊专门的约某人出去出来的短语哦、
yeah.
if you say you like someone it means you find 不是，是 ask someone out. If you ask a person out, you invite someone to go with you to a cinema,
yeah,
restaurant, etc. 就是你邀请某人跟你一块去看电影啊，吃饭啊。Because you want to start a romantic relationship with them.
Yeah, you cannot say, like, for example, if you have a best friend and you want to go with your best friend to the cinema, you cannot say, I will ask my best friend out. That's really strange because it implies that you are in love with your best friend. I mean, of course, that's also possible. But if you don't really want to have a romantic relationship with the person you want to go together with to some place, then you can just say,Like, I want to take you to the cinema, or let's go together to the cinema. Don't say ask out or take out.
这个 ask her out 就一定是想约某人。
Yeah.
对吧？想跟他开始一段 romantic relationship 了。
Yeah.
哎呀，记得。那没有人约出去聊天室的 JD, 哎，是谁说没有人约出去？你可以，你作为一个男生，你可以约别人出去啊，是不是啊 ？Ask someone out.
Definitely, but girls can ask a boy out too.
对呀、啊，你看这故事里啊，这男生，你一个男生，你还不开口，难道你要等到女孩开口吗
？Yeah.、
嗯
okay, okay. In China, I can understand in Chinese culture, it's pretty strange that, like, if a girl asks a boy out, but in my country, it's actually quite normal to do that.
Like,
yeah, we just go directly to the guy we like and we say, hey, are you free on Friday?Then you ask someone else.
外国人就是开放，就是开放。你看那个男生都太害羞了，以至于都不敢 ask her out.
Yeah, he was too shy. He was really thinking like, oh, she probably wouldn't like me and like, et cetera, et cetera.
你看这个成年人的世界里跟这种 young love 就不一样。啊，成年人的世界里迟迟不开口约就是考虑很多，对不对？
Yeah.
各种这个人的背后的一切复杂的社会关系。
Yeah.
以及一切复杂的利益。他进行综合的考虑，这是成年人思考问题的一种方式。年轻人是不约，是因为没有勇气约。
Yeah, he really wanted to, but he couldn't.
非常想，但是就是不能啊！爱你在心口难开。好，第二段。
When his mother found out about this, she told him to just ask her if she liked him too. So the very next day, he gathered all of his strength, all of his courage, and went to the store. He bought a CD.Like he did every day, and once again, she wrapped it in the back of the store. He took it, and when she turned around and wasn't looking at him anymore, he left his phone number on the front desk and ran outside. Ring! The mother picked up the phone and said, hello? It was the girl. She asked for the boy. The mother started crying and said, you don't know? He passed away yesterday. Then the line stayed quiet. Only the crying of the boy's mother could be heard. The girl hung up, speechless. Later in the day, the mother went to the boy's room because she wanted to remember him. She thought she should start by looking at his clothes. So she opened his closet. Then she saw piles and piles of unopened CDs. She was very surprised to find all of these CDs. She picked one up, sat down on the bed, and opened it. Inside, there was a CD, and as she looked, and as she took it out of the CD cover, a piece of paper fell out. The mother picked up the paper and read it. It said, Hi.I think you are really cute. Do you want to go out with me? Love, Jaslyn. The mother opened another CD. Again, there was a piece of paper in it. It said, Hi, I think you are really cute. Do you want to go out with me? Love, Jaslyn. You see, the moral of the story here is never wait too long to tell someone, I love you.
男孩的心思呢，其实 也藏不住啊。不久呢，他的母亲就发现了。
Yeah.
When his mother found out about this, found out 一般指的是发现某些秘密。
Yeah, mothers know everything. Like they know right away when there's something wrong with their child. Trust me. So his mother found out that the boy was extremely in love with the girl.
对，他知道了啊，这个男孩，小男孩呢，可能是对什么动心了。所以呢，他就告诉他说 ，She told him to just ask her if she liked him too.
Yeah, like she told him, like, just go to her and ask her, do you like me? Because I really like you.
嗯，他就鼓励这个男孩就说，哎呀，说 just ask her, 你就是问问他，是吧？
It's the best advice, like for someone who is in love, it's the best advice you can give.
是吧？
Yeah.
这是那些陷入爱当中的人，你可以给他们最好的建议吧。
So, the next day...He gathered all his courage and went to the store.
所以要不是妈妈帮助他的话，他可能还仍然是。
Yeah, otherwise he would have stayed like thinking, yeah, but she probably doesn't like me and maybe it's too early to tell her I like her. Maybe, the weather isn't good, so like she will be more like down and will say no. Maybe I'm ugly, maybe she doesn't really like boys like me, etc.
这种纯真啊，其实你看大家很多聊天室当中的哈，我们这些同学，当你看这样的一种纯真的时候，你应该会觉得很珍惜，你会觉得这个很美好、
yeah.
啊，因为这个东西其实当你经历这个阶段的时候，就已经没有了，是吧？当你进入到这个计算权衡利弊得失的阶段以后，你就不会再有这样的一种纯真了。你看，接下来第二天，他鼓起了所有的勇气，叫 gather all his courage。And went to the store, 然后就去了那家 CD 店，就是那种要表白前的那种紧张啊。
He bought a CD like he did every day. And once again, she wrapped it in the back of the store.
还是非常平常的，非常平常的，他买了一张 CD、啊。
Yeah,
就像
keeping a poker face, like, I'm doing what I'm doing every day. That's what he was doing.
然后就像他每天做的那样，然后再一次呢，他就为他在店的后面啊，给他包好了。
He took it, and when she turned around and wasn't looking at him anymore, he left his phone number on the front desk and ran outside.
他拿走了哈，就像这个叫吧，就像那种这样小偷在摸包似的，
yeah, yeah.
就是那种非常警惕啊，趁着一个机会的时候，就在女孩转身 turn around, wasn't looking at him anymore, 没有再注意到他的时候，瞬间。他留下了自己的电话号码在桌子上。He left his phone number on the desk. 接下来一个动作就是转身唰的一下向店外跑去，特别害羞，特别不好意思的赶紧逃离现场。
Ring! The mother picked up the phone and said, Hello?
好，这个剧情一转。啊，就不知道这个接下来是怎么发展的了。聊天室当中的同学说，我们的小美好，现在连幼儿园的小朋友呢都会表白了啊。
Yeah.
幼儿园的小朋友表白应该是电视上学的，那、啊、肯定不是真心的，不像这种该经历的年纪经历的事情一样。他，你看这个画风一转啊，情景一转，变成了电话铃响了 ，ring。
The mother picked up the phone and said.Hello?
妈妈接起了电话，然后就说道，说，您好，是哪位啊？
It was the girl.
天哪，竟然是那个女孩打来了啊，她真的把电话打来了。
Yeah, she found the phone number of the boy, and she probably gathered all her courage too, and gave him a phone call.
对，要不说呢，这个女孩既然要打来，肯定也是鼓足了自己200%、300%、300%的勇气。
Yeah, I mean, that's also...Very scary to do, right? Like to call the person that you like.
对，一个呢是自己把自己吓着了啊，落荒而逃啊。另外一个呢也是自己把自己吓着了，但是呢还是鼓起勇气打了个电话。
She asked for the boy. The mother started to cry and said,
叫 ask for 的意思就是要找某人。
Yeah, if you ask for someone, you say that you want to speak to someone, that you, want someone to come and speak to you.
嗯，就是我想要找谁谁谁，就是 ask for someone.
Yeah, so like, is his name at home? I would like to talk to him.
哎，谁谁谁在家吗？啊，想跟他说两句话。
The mother started to cry and said, You don't know? He passed away yesterday.
嗯，这就是展现出这个故事它比较套路的地方啊，就是这个母亲呢就开始哭起来啊，然后就说啊，你不知道吗？他那个昨天啊已经去世了。Passed away.
Yeah.
昨天已经去世了。那此刻的母亲应该是非常悲伤的。
Yeah, to pass away means to die. Like, it's a word that is used to avoid saying to die, because to die is actually too direct. Like, if you wanna, like, feel, if you feel sympathy for someone, you say pass away.、Mm. You don't say to die.
对 ,passed away 是去世的委婉语的说法。
Yeah,
离世去世了。
Then the line stayed quiet.
简直就是晴天霹雳啊！谁想到这个电话，一个电话打过去以后，人都不在了呢？所以一瞬间不知道该说什么，这个电话线呢就沉默了啊。The line stayed quiet. 啊，这个句子非常的美。
Yeah,
something stayed quiet. 很有诗意的句子。
Yeah.Only the crying of the boy's mother could be heard.
也就只有男孩母亲的哭声时断时续的。The crying of the boy's mother could be heard.
The girl hung up, speechless.
女孩呢挂断电话，挂断电话叫 hang up.
Yeah, if someone hangs up, someone ends a phone conversation. So the girl hung up means the girl ended the phone conversation.
Speechless.什么话也没有说，因为他什么话都说不出来。
Yeah. She didn't know what to say.
嗯，我们这个故事呢，让聊天室当中的一位 FCB 朋友想到了自己曾经一见钟情的人。啊，他说我一见钟情的那个女孩呢，现在孩子都打酱油了，我都没有感觉了。现在，不过回忆呢是痛苦又美好。我比这男孩更傻。啊，他觉得他比这个男孩更傻。
No, you should not think about yourself in that way. That it, like, of course not. Everyone is equal, right? Like, in this way. 啊、
好 speechless, 啊一句话都没有说。所以这个故事到此也就对吧、
yeah.
本来也就结束了啊，就错过了。这就是错过。
Later in the day, the mother went to the boy's room,Because she wanted to remember him.
当天晚些时候，孩子的母亲呢就到这个男孩的屋里去啊，因为她想呢 remember her, 啊 remember him, 想记住孩子的一切，所以肯定给他整理一些遗物。
She thought she should start by looking at his clothes.
哎，她觉得呢，她应该以 start by doing something, 以什么东西开始，应该从看看自己孩子的衣服开始。
So she opened his closet.
于是她打开了她的衣柜。
Then she saw piles and piles of unopened CDs.
看到了一堆又一堆的全没有开封的 CD.
She was very surprised to find all these CDs.
她非常的惊讶啊，孩子的这个衣柜里怎么有这么多的 CD 呢？
She picked one up.Sat down on the bed and opened it.
她还不知道自己的孩子这么喜欢听音乐。
Yeah, she didn't know all this. Like, huh, where does he get all those CDs?
对啊，然后也没有听他在家里放过歌啊。她就 picked one up 就拿起了一张。然后呢 ,sat down on the bed, 坐在了床上 ,open it, 就把包装打开了。
Inside, there was a CD. And as she took it out of the CD cover,A piece of paper fell out.
你看，这里就有戏了。里面呢，确实有一张 CD， 但是就在他从 CD 的封面里 ，CD cover 当中 ，took it out， 取出 CD 的时候
，A paper fell out.
有一张纸掉了出来。
The mother picked it up and read it. It said, "Hi, I think you are really cute.Do you want to go out with me?
妈妈把这个纸条捡了起来，然后就读了一下，上面写到说 Hi, I think you are really cute. 啊，我觉得你真的很
cute,
很 cute.
Yeah.
啊，说成年人 cute 的时候，就说明他很迷人，很帅气。Do you want to go out with me? 啊，结果是这个女孩主动的在邀约。
Yeah.
是个男生。
She asks him if he wants to go out with her via this way.
然后落款是 love,
Jaslyn.
Yeah, 原来这个女孩的名字呢叫做 Jaslyn.
Yeah.
他问到这个男孩说啊，我觉得你挺好的，你愿意 go out with me 吗？但是他也没有在店里说，他是 write it down on the piece of paper.
Yeah, she was not able to say it in his face because she was also very shy.
他也非常的害羞，所以大家现在可以理解为什么啊，在情窦初开的时候会流行传纸条这样的方式。Judy 老师，你们以前也会男生和女生之间互相传纸条吗？
Well, no, actually,
like, 你们真不含蓄。
No, we're never that shy. I mean, we see that in movies and in books, we read it. But if we feel ourselves that we're in love with someone, like, of course we wait for a while, but like, not short after, we just go for it. We just like, say, hey, I think you're really cute. Like, shall we go out? Like, or, what are you doing, Thursday night? Because I'm free and I was wondering if you would like to go to the cinema with me.
这说明什么呀？这说明每一个迟疑不前的人，其实内心里都住着一个老人。
I mean, for everything is a first time, and the first time asking a person if he, in my case, wants to go out with you, is terrible. Like, I remember I was, I think, 15 or 16, and, well, I really was so in love with this guy, and I was really like, okay, it's Valentine's Day, I have to tell him, I want to go out with him.So I went to him and like I bought like, roses or something and chocolate. So I said, hey, I thought maybe you wouldn't go. And I started talking super fast. And then I asked him like, will you go to the prom with me tonight? And I gave him the roses.And then I ran away as quickly as I can. I was so embarrassed.
Judy 老师年轻时候表白的时候跟这男孩也一模一样。表白完了、
yeah.
就恨不得找个地缝钻进去，完了就跑了。
It's very recognizable what he did.
把自己都吓到，自己都尴尬到了，把自己都吓着了。
Yeah. But as you go older and as you gain experience in it, then like you're not that shy anymore. It goes really quick, I can tell you that.
反正我是不能明白你们这些害羞的人。我觉得为什么不可以落落大方一点呢？The mother opened another CD. 故事哦，故事继续在进行哦。这不仅是一张 CD 上有这样的留言。
Again, there was a piece of paper in it.
哦，还有另外一张 CD, 上面还有一张写着字儿的纸条。
It said, Hi, I think you are really cute.
Hi, 我觉得你真的很 cute.
Do you want to go out with me?
还是跟上一张纸条一模一样的内容。
Love, Jaslyn.
这说明什么？ Piles of piles of CD. 这个女孩其实已经邀约过她无数次了。
Yeah, she probably had put that piece of paper in every CD.
所以这说明其实女孩子比男孩子还是要聪明一些，还是要想办法一些。
Yeah, like she devised a more smart way in a way to...ask him out because she also thought he was very cute.
但是这个男孩呢，当他终于鼓足勇气的时候，还是错过了。
Yeah.
他不知道，因为他没有打开。他完全没有想到对方也会向他表达。
Like during the whole period that the boy every day went to the store to buy a CD, they both knew like that they liked each other.But they were so afraid to say it to each other that they kind of missed the chance of hanging out with each other,having a relationship with each other.
所以这个故事呢，美好就美好在它是一个两情相悦的故事。
Yeah.
但是呢，悲伤就悲伤在它，毕竟这个结尾不太好，是错过了。
Yeah, it's a very sad story, but...We can learn from this for sure. We can learn that we never should waste time. When you fall in love with someone, don't hesitate too long to express to a person how much you love him or her.
其实这个故事就想说一个简单的道理，就是 never wait too long to tell someone. 你可以等待着向一个人表白，但是如果你等太长太久了，等到 CD 都堆成山了。
I mean, not, like this... is a very extreme example. I mean, not everyone has cancer. So, like, it's a very, like, very extreme story. But who knows what happens? Maybe someone will move, or maybe someone will go to another school, or go to another city, or just find another boyfriend or girlfriend before you told him or her.
对.
Life can be very short.
对,
that's also something.
本身这个男孩的生命就很短暂。
Yeah.
啊就很短暂，所以他还是没有把握住自己的机会，而且他也不知道他自己的生命在什么时候去这个消失。其实就是一个非常简单的，就是一个非常简单的故事，就是想说明就是该出手时就出手。
Yeah, and
等太久其实也就是糟蹋自己。
Usually, if you're in the situation of this boy, you can think about like at least 1,000 reasons for not asking the person out. Like from the weather to like, oh yeah, she probably doesn't like men like me.
想太多。
It are all excuses. Then you think too much.Don't waste time.
你看这个作为一个年轻男孩来说，你就不应该，你作为一个年轻人来讲，你就不应该想太多。想太多是成年人的事儿。
Yes.
你就应该在你有勇气的时候，你还少年的时候，你就应该有勇气向你喜欢的女孩表白。
Definitely.
当一个人失去勇气，失去这份冒险的心情的时候，他内心就已经老去了。他就老了。希望这些还在年轻的人们，或者是还有一些有内心不甘的人，一定要重新找回你们内心的少年。啊，这个故事，我们的 Nick 老师也有话跟大家说。
Let's listen.
A very romantic, heartwarming story. Hopefully, you find your crush or your loved one. If you're already with them, tell them unexpectedly that you love them. It'll make their day. And if you were too shy up until now, find the courage. Come on, you can do it. Just tell them you love them, or ask them out, or tell them that you think they are cute.Love is in the air, people, and it's a fabulous thing. Be happy. Be strong. Have a great week, and see you next Monday.
哎，这就是 Nick 老师给我们的一个小小的总结吧。
Yeah, like beautiful ending.
同意吗？
Definitely true.
嗯，朱老师再做一下总结。
Yeah, well, all I have to say is don't waste time. Don't wait too long to say...I love you.
嗯，年轻的时候一定要鼓足勇气去爱，不要给人生留下任何的遗憾。
Definitely.
好，祝每个朋友都能找到自己心中所爱，并且呢，能够把握住机会。这就是这周的英语美文了，我们下次再见。
See you next time. Sean was Catholic born, but it never made a difference. For the friendship it was strong. And sometimes in the evening, when we heard the sound of drums, we said it won't divide us, we will always be as one. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of a people.Run together. It was on a Sunday morning when the awful news came round. Another killing had been done just outside Newry Town.We just could not understand. The fear it filled the countryside. There was fear in every home. When late at night a car came prowling round the Ryan Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. Oh Christ, it's young MacDonald they have taken from the door.People run together.